This is Radio Labour.
Representatives of public sector unions from around the world came together in Durban, South Africa, November 27th to 30th, to plan a global response to the continuing attacks on public services. They participated in the 29th Congress of Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public sector unions at the world level. Its affiliated unions represent 20 million workers around the world. One of the unions represented at the Congress was the Australian Services Union, the ASU. Greg McLean is the Assistant National Secretary of the ASU. I asked him if he had found that the unions at the Congress were facing common problems.
Oh, most certainly. The problems you face with the trade union movement these days are often caused by the movement of global capital, the movement of restructuring ideas that affect the public sector that are not universal to one country. Those that propose it by either the movement of capital or simply the ideas of change have usually tried the ideas in another country first. For us in Australia, in areas such as local government and electricity, many of the ideas and issues of reform that are pushed by governments have come already from, say, the UK, or they've come from a range of other countries where they're seen as this was a good idea and there's been a benefit and we can roll that out. There's also the traditional ideas of conservatives that see a good opportunity to sell public sector assets to refinance infrastructure development in their own countries. But the question has to be asked, what happens once you've spent all that money? The other thing also is that it returns both the public sector asset once sold to a limited number of shareholders who actually own those businesses that finance them or operate them. And all too often, those businesses and organisations are no longer locally owned, but they're foreign multinationals. Most people are aware of the companies and they operate globally, and they don't see country borders as issues that really concern them. Some companies just see simply capital cities on the world, and others deal with governments where they need to because of their respective laws. There's also a couple of other issues affecting the trade union movement globally. In the Asia Pacific region, of course, there's the TPP, the trade agreement that's being pushed, that's taking involvement of countries all the way from India through to the US, the South American countries, and up to Japan, and may well see us come out with a huge trade bloc that resembles what we now think is, say, APEC, for instance. So those issues that might be seen as reform in one country, restrictions on trade, are also being seen by other countries as the same thing happening there. If you have a look at the range of issues that have been faced by public sector reform people globally since, say, the Thatcher years, you'll find that many of them are the same areas and ideas, no matter what country they live in, no matter what their languages are. For a country such as Australia, when we look at the reform issues that we face, they're probably closer to those of the UK, North America, and to a degree of Japan. So talking to countries in our region that are smaller nations that haven't quite had to face those sorts of issues or face them in a different way creates an opportunity for us to really want to talk to those countries that are facing the same issues in the same socioeconomic bracket and OECD bracket that we face.
Why does the ASU think it's important to be involved in an international labour organisation such as the PSI?
Okay, there's two reasons. The first one is, of course, for a union that's in a developed nation, ensuring that we can actually assist our colleagues in developing nations and work with them. And that's been recognised as an important thing since the creation of the ILO in the early 1900s. If you don't solve problems in your own country, they'll affect someone in another country in the same way. And of course, offshoring is an important issue. And of course, there's just the simple social responsibility we have to people in other countries, and we think they deserve to be treated fairly as well. So that's the first part about helping them out. The second part is to learn from those countries and to see the support that they can give you and you can give them, and also to deal with the companies that and ideas that might be operating in Australia or in Europe. The companies are many, wide and varied, but a lot of those large multinationals operate in a range of countries, and therefore having a trade union response that can be global but local, if that makes sense, can be highly beneficial to us. So we need the dialogue from those that have walked through different paths of reform to exchange ideas, understand the significance of them, and build our opposition accordingly. So it works in two ways. It's one about benefiting our members and learning from their full reforms and issues they face. And then I think secondly, there's the social responsibility that we all feel as unions to ensure that workers are not disadvantaged no matter what country they live in.